The Valley's housing market is still going strong.
You're listening to Economic Pulse with Dr. Kamran Afshar.
Support for Economic Pulse comes from West End Associates, offering expertise on residential rental brokerage and property management and personal investment real estate consultation. For information, 610-435-9669 or westendassociates.com.
The first 7 months of 2017 was pretty good for the Valley's housing market. As of end of July, there were around 4,700 residential units sold in 2017, the same as for the first 7 months of 2016. This translates to around 8,000 units a year, which is starting to approach the 9,000 plus units sold back in 2005. But then let's not forget that the same sales volume crashed to 4,000 during 2009-2010 period. So while the market is not overheated, it is starting to move in that direction. The average sales price of a residential unit in the Valley in the last 12 months was around $209,000, which is a 4% increase over the previous year. Prices this year have been rising faster than the previous 3 years. During the Great Recession, housing prices in the Valley dropped by 26%, which is significantly less than areas like Tampa, Florida, where prices dropped by almost 50%. Housing prices have been recovering from those dark days of recession. Even in Tampa, prices eventually exceeded their 2005 level in 2016. 11 years to get back where you were. And mind you, this is just in current dollars. If we adjust for inflation, they're still 20% down. In the Valley, housing prices have increased significantly from the bottom. They are still at some distance from their pre-recessionary highs, which were obviously unsustainable then and don't appear to be on the horizon even now. One of the reasons that the housing prices are going up at its current pace in the Valley is that the inventory of houses for sale has dropped significantly. We are not building a lot of new houses either. New building permits were running at above 400 units per month in 2005. Even during the worst of the recession, they only dropped to 100 permits per month. But now they're running at around 30 permits a month. Okay, so what's the forecast? Fewer units in the market is helping push sales prices higher. However, housing market is very sensitive to mortgage rates since it directly impacts the monthly payments. And although mortgage rates have dropped back from 4.2% in March, they are still half a point higher than last year. And analysis of the new budget indicates that if it passes, further increases in mortgage rates are very likely. So the upward momentum in the housing prices may lose some of its shine in the coming months. This is Kamran Afshar with Economic Pulse from WDIY.